Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Later in the hour, we'll have our monthly new music roundup, where we take a listen to our favorite new music releases from artists that called the St. Louis area home. But first, heavy metal evokes visions of overworked smoke machines, skulls and bones, and stoic facial expressions. And oftentimes, the music conjures that too. But there's significant artistic technique and lyricism in the genre that people unfamiliar with heavy metal can miss. Worse still, its nuances can be written off as mere distortion and growls into a microphone. Here on St. Louis on the Air, we're in the business of learning and exploring all music genres and scenes, and creating room for discovery of the incredible talent in our backyard. An example of that talent is heavy metal band Pfister. The three-man outfit has 16 years of songwriting, touring, and music industry experience under its belt, and that has gained the band fans across the world. Pfister's latest album, Graceless, was released September 5th and has been celebrated among metalheads far and wide. Joining me in the studio to talk about the band and its latest work is Kenny Snarzik, bass guitarist and vocalist of Pfister. He's also co-founder of Possession Press, the record label that Pfister has released its new album under. Kenny, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So we talk a decent amount about music genres on our show, and it's part of the music discovery mission that these episodes have. And Pfister is actually one of my first deep dives into heavy metal, especially in the St. Louis region. And I know that there are a lot of subgenres under the heavy metal umbrella. And from what I can tell, the subgenre doom metal often gets assigned to Pfister. How would you characterize Pfister's genre, Kenny?
First, sorry if you're going to start with our band. It's definitely in that kind of doom umbrella. Heavy metal is guilty of having way too many subgenres, and then within them, other subgenres and whatnot. Black Sabbath was a doom metal band, you know, just a lot of it's just kind of blues-driven, slower, typically. If people ask, you're like, yeah, we're a doom band.
So you said, you apologized, which you should not have done, but you said that typically people who are not new to heavy metal don't start with you. How have fans of your work found their way to Pfister?
Oh, that's a good question. I think at the beginning, a lot of the people that got into us were due to just like reviews. This is like 2009, and a lot of those blog pages were pretty big, where people would just share albums, and we were on some of the bigger ones of those on accident. And then we also practiced in the basement of FUBAR at the time. And so we got on a lot of shows that way. We were just the band that was in the basement anyways. And like, you want to open that show? And we're like, sure, you know, we don't even have to drive anywhere.
I think that gets to something really interesting because, at least interesting to me, I haven't had a chance to see Pfister perform live, but I've seen some videos of your past shows. And the ambience that's created for the stage, you know, the venues where you're playing, and how audience members are reacting to your performance is really striking. What is the best way to listen to Pfister? And do you think that there's any accident that maybe people have come upon your work by hearing it and being drawn into what you are doing live?
Yeah, I think this is often the case with a lot of bands. I feel like it's hard to really capture what you're doing on an album, I feel like. I mean, I think Gabe, the guy that recorded this album, he's recorded almost everything we've ever done. And he's great. And I love the way this record sounds. I think it's one of our best records. But live, it's loud. But I mean, like, I just feel like it's just got a different feel to it. And I think in live music in general, I think that a lot of bands that, like, I might not have necessarily dug a certain band's album, and then I saw them live, and I'm like, oh, I get it. And then I go back and listen to their album, like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I feel like we might even be kind of one of those bands where it's like, oh, you see us live and you kind of get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure there's people that see us live and they're like, this is too slow, I'm bored.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, let's get into Pfister's music and your new album, Graceless. Here's The Abrogation of All. And that was The Abrogation of All by Pfister. It's from their latest album, Graceless, which was released in early September. So, Kenny, doom metal is characterized by the sense of doom that comes from the lyrics, very heavy themes that can bring about a sense of dreads, and with lyrics like disrupting all that's known, dominated, mass reforming in the maelstrom, black holes vomiting broken heavens. This entropic realm of disarray is the last thing going, and it's all of our cosmic demise. Once powerful, now ataxial, gods reborn, weak and trembling. No reflections, no one ever existed. All of life was nullified. Unquote. So nullified, abrogated, canceled, the F out. So I'm picking up that sense of dread. Where does inspiration for these lyrics come from, Kenny?
So, it's the first time I've ever heard those lyrics, and I think not being screamed. and you have such a pleasant voice.
Right.
It's like, wow, it just made it sound that much heavier, I feel like. Okay. It's like, oh my God, what are you saying? this particular song is, it is kind of an ongoing theme we've had in the past, where we had an EP, and forgive me, I don't remember the exact year it came out, maybe 2012, called Violence, and it was in five parts, and each section was a different focus on. It starts with pretty much the violence of mankind. Like, the beginning is the forced extinction of the Neanderthal, and then it goes into the Anlushan Rebellion, and then it goes into Trail of Tears, and then it goes into. I think by four, we go to like nuclear war. And then by five, it's essentially a massive asteroid hitting the planet in, you know, future,
mm-hmm.
and scattering us back into the heavens, and which I always kind of thought was kind of the happy ending of the thing. It's like, oh, we're just being dispersed across the universe again. It's like real Neil deGrasse Tyson-y type of stuff. But then after that EP, here and there, we would release another song, and it wouldn't be like a part six or a part seven, but we knew that it was just an ongoing continuation of that. So we did Horror Vacui, and by this point, we're all completely in space. So we had that one, which was like very black hole driven. And then we had another one, Star Swallower, which was just like a universe eating, I guess, other black hole type situation. So then this song is the last song on this album. This is the last continuation of that. And we're like, where do we go from? We've already, you know, swallowed stars. Right, like, right. Where do we go from that? So we're like, okay, what if there is some force completely nullifying any law of nature whatsoever?
What kinds of conversations do you all have when you're coming together to create either a song or an entire album?
There's a lot of... So when writing, a lot of it will be mostly Marcus, our guitar player, and the other vocalist as well. He will often come with some guitar riffs and the basic structure of a song. And then I'll come in and I'll be like, oh, what if we made this little transition different? You know, like I'll start being, oh, cool song. Let me pick it apart, you know? And then, you know, Kirk will come in and figure out how to, you know, actually have a backbone to it. Kirk's our drummer. Mm-hmm. And then we often won't have lyrics for, I mean, months, sometimes years, depending on the song. Some of these songs were written during like COVID.
Oh, okay.
And it had been a while since we released an album, I think like 6 years. But so some of these songs were basically written during then. And then, you know, we just kind of updated them. But then when it comes to the lyrics, we'll often just kind of text each other back and forth, or we'll have a note opened that we can collaborate in. And so it's usually kind of on our own time we'll be writing lyrics, and we'll be like, okay, here's the theme to this. Here's what kind of where we're going.
So I have to ask, I often get gently, affectionately made fun of for my vocabulary. I was a writing major in college. And usually it's producer Maya Norfleet who's teasing me about my, you know, like so-called big words. But Pfister, I mean, looking at these lyrics and for the other songs too, seems like you all are fans of some big words as well. Where is that coming from?
So, well, the thesaurus. sometimes it's like, well, I don't want to, you know, there's only so many ways you could say the void, you know, like, but... Yeah, there's that, obviously. But also just, I like language in general, you know, like I think it's, you know, like I try not to just go up there and say the F word a bunch, you know,
right,
like
it's,
it seems kind of like as much as we will sometimes call ourselves like caveman knuckle dragging music.
Yeah, right.
We try to, I don't know, at least be a little bit refined.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a very quick break here, but we'll be back shortly to continue this conversation with Kenny Snarzik, who is the bass guitarist and vocalist for heavy metal band Pfister. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
Support comes from the St. Louis Public Library Foundation. During these challenging times, free access to digital resources is a necessity. You can help our community stay connected. Support your St. Louis Public Library at slpl.org.
Welcome back. Let's return to our conversation with Kenny Snarzik, bass guitarist and vocalist for heavy metal band Pfister. Let's listen to another song from Pfister's Graceless. This is Death Master. That was Death Master from Pfister's latest album, Graceless. Kenny, I love this song. Cool. It has a very clear visual to me. I can almost see, you know, a scene from a bird's eye view. Mm-hmm. Someone who was high and mighty, little evil, mm-hmm. is finally being felled. Mm-hmm. And like a decent amount of heavy metal and subgenres, there's religious imagery here too. Mm-hmm. Is Death Master about something or someone in particular?
No, not necessarily. And forgive me, I don't remember. So the first lyric, Marcus says, cruel in victory, spineless in defeat. That is a direct quote, and I forget about who, maybe Alexander the Terrible. I could be completely wrong. Mm-hmm. It is a direct quote from somebody else about this warmonger, and he told me who it was about, and I forgot. But it's such a great lyric. I mean, we start the record with it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he put that in there, and that's pretty much sums up what the song is, though. It's about, you know, somebody getting their just desserts, you mm-hmm. know.
I love the pause, and there's like almost 6 seconds of silence, mm-hmm. and then later on there's like another time signature kind of change. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe that is part, for me experiencing it, an element of, or another side of what you do with vocalization. Mm-hmm. So the heavy metal sort of characteristic of vocalization that's very unique and potentially hazardous, mm-hmm. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you could injure your vocal cords, right? So you and your bandmate, Marcus Newstead, are the ones who are behind vocals for Pfister. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? Did you learn from somebody or?
No. I just kind of figured it out over the years. And I've been in quite a few bands, so has he. And it's funny listening to some of our older bands that also have, you know, the loud screaming. And how much deeper it's gotten over the years versus like some of our earlier bands. I remember one band I was in, it was almost high pitched.
Oh.
And now it's not. And I would blow out my voice like immediately originally. And still I can, like if like when we record, we go into the vocal booth, I'll bring a tea with me and tons of honey and, you know, just to try and protect. So between that and just, you know, using your diaphragm more than your throat mm-hmm. really helps.
Yeah. Let's hear more of your album, Graceless. This is Antenebrae. And that was Antenebrae from Pfister's latest album, Graceless. So there's very clear religious imagery here. I'm going to do that thing again and read some of the lyrics. Footsteps approach in burning light, hoping for the best, only to get the worst, the f***ing worst. Mendacious parasites all, feigning intellect and depth. Our weakness is our power. Worshipped at altars of dread. Your god's a racist churl, unfledged without criterion, a wretched idea of morality. Kenny, what is it about heavy metal and its subgenres that takes musicians and listeners to church, as it were?
I couldn't tell you. Daddy issues, maybe? I don't know. Like, I don't know. I've kind of pondered this myself. It's, I don't want to say, oh, it's easy to just go there. But, you know, like I grew up Catholic and I am kind of enamored with the ritual of Catholic Mass. And like even in this part of the song, you hear the big choir sounds and stuff like that. Something about that, like, kind of Latin spookiness is just, I don't know, it just kind of, and, you know, and then the architecture of, like, cathedrals, all that, it just has this very kind of heavy metal feel, at least to me. Like, I don't know, like, it's, and then in the same breath, I'm not as angry an atheist as I once was, but I still have my reservations about how people abuse religion. So,
Pfister has been creating and touring together now for 16 years, Kenny. And in January, Pfister's song "The Abrogation of All" was actually part of our new music roundup. And at that time, you had shared with producer Maya Norfleet, quote, "I'm happy to hear when a fan reaches out and tells me what our music means to them or answer any questions they might have for us about a song or album. But the end of the day, at the end of the day, we didn't make Graceless for them. This is for us, and that's the way it's always been," unquote. What does it mean, Kenny, to make an album for you and your bandmates, yourselves, and not necessarily for fans?
I think it's easier to do in this genre because there, you don't have any, like, disillusion, like you're going to be doing, you know, the Super Bowl halftime show, you know? So it's, I think it's very, there's a certain freedom in that to where it's like, okay, we're going to just do what we want to do anyways, because, you know, if enough people like it, great. But there's all, it's always going to be kind of a cult following type situation, you know?
Music scene is not just about the musicians or just about the fans. It's those things together.
Yeah.
What should people who are new to heavy metal know about the fan base of the genre, especially if there are some, like, misconceptions out there?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of people that you wouldn't expect to see at a heavy metal show 10, 15 years ago that are at these shows now. And I think that's great. You know, like, I think to people that don't pay attention, they just picture, you know, like, concert footage from like the 80s where it was just a bunch of cavemen pretty much, you know, like, so I don't feel like it's fully that. There's, I feel like there's some friendly cavemen now. But yeah.
That's reassuring.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's a very welcoming atmosphere these days. I mean, the music is very loud and abrasive, but, you know, like, everybody's got a smile on their face.
Yeah.
In the audience, at least.
At the start of our conversation, Kenny, we talked about the best way to listen to and enjoy heavy metal. And I understand that you all have a show coming up in November.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about the who, the what, the when.
We are playing with our buddies in Wake, R-W-A-K-E. And they're from Little Rock. They've been around doing what we're doing for even longer than us, and yeah, they haven't been here since, I think it's been 14 years.
Oh, wow.
And we played with them then.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we are, us and Cloud Machine are opening that show, and that's at Red Flag, right down the street.
Yeah.
On Locust.
Well, good luck with that show.
Thank you.
And good luck with the album.
Thank you.
Kenny Snodzik is the bass guitarist and a vocalist of Pfister and co-owner of Possession Press. Thank you so much for joining us today, Kenny.
Yeah, thanks again for having me.
This episode was produced and edited by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.